In Seoul, South Korea, the standoff between police and university students entered a sixth day today. About 2,000 students are holed up in a university building in the capital. They're calling for reunification with North Korea and withdrawal of American troops from the South. President Kim Yong-sam has vowed severe punishment of leaders of the National Student Organization responsible for the protests, and he has warned that police might use firearms in future conflicts. So far, Kim has ruled out the use of firearms to end this siege, but there is increasing concern that there will be further violence before the students surrender. Charles Scanlon reports from Seoul.
Over the last week, the campus of one of South Korea's most exclusive private universities has been turned into a battleground. 20,000 riot police were mobilized to break up a student rally that was called to demand reunification with North Korea. But they met with a fierce reaction from students who'd armed themselves with metal pipes and firebombs. After a series of running battles through the streets of Seoul, the police moved onto the campus in force. But the battle for the university soon turned into a siege. About 4,000 students remain barricaded inside two multi-story buildings. No food has been allowed inside for nearly 3 days, and many of the students are clearly exhausted. Some have suffered burns and blisters after prolonged exposure to tear gas, an caustic liquid that's been dropped from police helicopters. The police appear to have dropped plans to storm the heavily fortified buildings, at least for the time being. Students have amassed stockpiles of firebombs, and they've threatened to use toxic materials from the building's chemistry laboratories if they're attacked. The tactic now seems to be to starve the students out. Dozens of relatives of the students have gathered at the university gates to demand their release. There have been scuffles with police who prevented them from taking food inside. This woman said the government and the local media were lying when they tried to portray her son and the other students as communists. The government has declared the National Students' Union, which organized the demonstrations, a subversive organization, and it's ordered the arrest of all its leaders. They'll be charged with the anti-communist national security law, which prescribes long terms of imprisonment for anyone who praises the North Korean system or has any unauthorized contact with North Korean citizens. It's unclear why the government has chosen this moment to crack down on the student movement, which has organized annual rallies in support of reunification for some years. But the authorities have warned for some time that the students were being manipulated by the North Korean government. In a further sign of hardening government attitudes, South Korea's police chief has warned that his men could use firearms in future confrontations, but he said they would not be used in the current conflict. The authorities have not used guns against students since the Gwangju massacre of 1980, in which more than 200 demonstrators were killed. In recent years, the police have relied on tear gas and baton charges, even when confronted by students wielding metal pipes and throwing firebombs. For National Public Radio, this is Charles Scanlon in Seoul.